Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling, Grant Flanders with you, taking you up to the top of the hour. Then it's Manhattan High basketball. Both boys and girls will be in action tonight at Hayden High School in Topeka. John Kurtz, Mitch Fordner will have those calls for you here on KMAN. If you missed anything from earlier in the show, newsradiokman.com under the On Demand tab. We'll have the podcast posted right after we finish here. I was talking to a friend of mine last night who really likes to bet the Super Bowl, and he was going through some of the prop bets that he's partaking in. I mentioned this because yesterday we had John in Vegas give some of his lockdown, you know, stone cold picks for some of the prop bets, and one of them has already been determined, because one of the prop bets, and I have no idea why Vegas does this, but it was, you had to pick between how many birdies Tiger Woods would have in his round on Sunday or how many field goals will be kicked in the Super Bowl. Which one will be higher? And Tiger Woods has withdrawn from that tournament. He did last night because of back spasms. So I guess I don't know how they're going to handle people that actually bet on that. But that one's already been determined. A friend of mine that I talked to last night says he always puts $50 on tails on the coin toss every year. So he knows if he's $50 up or $50 down to start the game. He also, and he said he made $300 on this, always bets for a safety to be the first score of the game. And that actually happened a few years ago. What was it, Packers, Broncos, or something like that? I think it was Packers, Broncos. I'm not sure, but the safety was the first score of the game. Maybe you can find that for me. But that's going to pay a lot. I don't think I would put any of my money on that. I think I am going to bet on the Patriots money line in this one, and I'll probably do a couple of prop bets as well, maybe some halftime-related ones. But not interested in taking my chance on a safety being the first score of the game, because that seems like you're throwing your money away, unless there's just that one case, one in a million, or I guess one in 51 Super Bowls, where a safety is the first score of the game. We're going to switch gears here and go to the hot stove. We're going to check in on what's been happening in Major League free agency.
It's getting hot in here.
Hot stove.
Jeremy Guthrie is back in the major leagues. Well, kind of. He signed a minor league deal today with the Washington Nationals, but that does include an invite to major league spring training. He's actually been playing in the Australian major leagues. I don't really know what the league's called, but he's been playing in Australia here over the past few months. He hasn't pitched in the major leagues since he was with the Royals back in 2015. Pretty mixed results over the course of his career. I mean, he deserves a ton of credit for having a 12-year major league career. That is not common to survive 12 years in the majors. He does have a career ERA of 4.37, but he has not been good over his last couple of seasons. In 2015 with the Royals, he was 8-8 with a 5.95 ERA. Not great. He is certainly a seasoned veteran, to say the least. He's 37 years old. I doubt that the Nationals pitching staff is actually in a place that they need to have him on the major league roster, but I certainly wish the best to him and hope that he does get to that point, because he's one of the great guys in baseball. He's also a great follow on Twitter. He's a complete sneakerhead. He collects shoes, you know, like Jordan shoes and LeBron shoes, and posts pictures of them a lot. He gives them away sometimes. There have been times where he's been just hanging out in Kansas City and says he's going to be at a certain park at a certain time and people can show up and play catch. Like, he's just a good guy. Really fun guy, it seems like, to be around, and a good presence in the clubhouse. So he signs a minor league deal with the Nationals today, and I really hope that he actually makes it and has one more go at it in the major leagues.
Yeah, I agree. Jeremy Guthrie, a guy that the Royals, I think he did a decent job for the Royals and was definitely a good guy to have in the locker room. Like you said, he's He's just a guy who can get with the community and do great things, but also just be an uplifter on a baseball team. I think he will make this minor league team better just with his presence.
Yeah, it'll be fun to – I mean, I'll pay attention. I'll definitely look to see what his stats are through the course of spring training if he's still on the roster. He started his career in 2004 with the Cleveland Indians. He also was with Baltimore for 5 seasons, then briefly went to then he went to the Royals and also spent some time with the Rockies in 2012. But for his Royals career, 4 seasons, 2012 to 2015, has a total of, let's see, that would be 41 wins in his career with the Royals, and he has 91 wins in his major league career. Hey, how about he gets to the majors one more time and gets 100 career wins? That'd be a pretty solid career for Jeremy Guthrie. But best wishes to him with his minor league deal with the Washington Nationals. Going to head to our final break of the show and of the week. When we come back, Grant, do you have something lined up for You Can't Be Serious?
Yeah, Johnny Manziel is gonna make another appearance.
I saw that headline. All right.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up next on The Game.